You're listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
How good of you to join us.
And we're back. Full moon readings with Sarah Moore, North Conway's own psychic medium. You can go to her website, enlightenedhorizons.com, and you can always book a private session with Sarah if you wish, especially if she gives you a reading and you want to know more.
Yeah.
You have more questions.
Your people are talking today, let me tell you.
It's really great to see. And thank you for everybody who's texted in. And a special thanks to the Premier Home Store for representing mm-hmm. Full Moon Readings. Couldn't do it without them. And make sure you check them out online as well. NorthConwayPremier.com. The best prices around in the valley.
Oh, unbelievable.
No doubt about it. For furniture, electronics, appliances, and more. Again, that's NorthConwayPremier.com. All right, let's get to it. I'm sure people are biting at the bit. We have Candace from North Conway texting in. She said, things are really good right now with her new baby and her beautiful family. Yeah. She's just wondering if there's any vibes for 2020.
I feel like just be careful. If you don't want another, take precautions because there's another one knocking at the door for you. 2020 for you feels like it feels settled. It feels like you like where you are. It's about time that you found the right footing for yourself, and it's status quo for a while. It's so funny because when you started talking, I wanted to do like a nice slow stretch, okay. Like that contented stretch you do after a nap in the middle of the day when you're not late for work. That's how you feel. It feels really good. But just be careful because I do hear like knock, knock, knock. Hello, there's another kid coming if you want it.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. That's a little interesting news for Candace
there.
So there you go. And Candace texts in all the time, and she's always so pleasant when she texts in with her answers and stuff. Always wishes a good morning and all of that.
So nice.
So shout out to you, Candace. We appreciate it. Angelique from North Conway texting in. She said she's thinking about going back to get her master's degree, but she's a little hesitant for a variety of reasons.
No, go for it. Any thoughts? Absolutely. You know what your end game is or what you want it to be. A lot of people, like I went to college not knowing exactly what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to write for National Geographic, and I hated my freshman English class. So I actually have an environmental degree and now I'm a psychic. But I feel like for you, you know why you want to do it. You've budgeted the time, you've budgeted the money. And I actually look at scholarships and look at grants. I think that you're in a perfect, you're going into a perfect field to get grants. So absolutely. And if you don't, like take a class on grant writing or how to fund the positions that you want to have. I just heard self-fulfilling prophecy. Go for it.
All right, that one goes out to Angelique from North Conway.
Covering goosebumps. Go for that.
That's good. That's good. Jennifer from Berlin texting in. She has a cat named Shiloh. She's an older cat. Seems to meow very loud, especially in the evening. Is she okay?
No. I would get a now this is an expensive oopsie if I'm wrong, but I just hear get a little bit of a blood workup done. I think whatever's going on can be addressed with medication. But she makes my throat feel a little pukey. Excuse me. It's making me like want to burp. Oh, that's not fun on the radio. I'm not getting critical things, but I'm getting it's worth a vet visit.
Yeah, we definitely want to mention that too. Any type of readings that you get for pets or really anything medical.
I have that environmental degree. This is all coming from a psychic perspective.
So make sure that you go and check with a doctor or a vet. Depending
ask them
on
first. And you can always call them and say, is this a symptom of something that we should be in for?
Absolutely. Okay. We have Nina from Conway texting in. She's looking to find out if her living dog, Chloe, will be staying with me since I won her in court for my soon to be ex-husband.
Yes, this dog stands with the widest stance. Like I'm seeing like a bulldog stance. I am grounded. It's almost unfortunate because your ex needs the grounding more than you do, but you appreciate the grounding. So I do think that this dog is going to stay with you. Yes.
That's good news.
And I will wear a sweater or a thunder coat if you want me to. I will not wear a hat. I will wear a collar. I will not wear booties. Knock it off. I will always lose my back right booty if you try to put those stupid things on me.
But he'll go with the coat.
Yes.
He'll go with the coat.
This dog, like if you can see me right now, my arms are like spread as far as they can on the counter. I am grounded.
There we go. All right, this one is from Kayla from Berlin. She says her cat Meow was run over this summer, sadly, and she wasn't there. She's wondering if Meow is mad at her.
No, not even a little bit. When this cat died, there were angels, and like they look like little butterflies all around this cat. So what an amazing experience for the cat to truly see not just the light of heaven, but like the magnificence that comes with that transition. And I know it's your cat and we go through the grieving process, but like my mom was hit by a car and killed 18 years ago. And I started writing a book on what it's like for people to die and what it's like for me to read them. And my mom was like, oh, babes, the angels came and they told me, just look up. Don't look down. You like your body too much. And then when she got to heaven, she saw her mom and then she saw God. And she said, he was much nicer than we were taught in Catholic school. And then she saw her father, who was just blue energy, and they morphed together. But for them, it can be an absolutely... we don't have a word to describe it. Stunning, outstanding, miraculous process. And your cat got that.
Okay.
Yeah, and you gave the cat so much love when it was alive that the transition was seamless.
Wonderful. There we go. Elizabeth from Madison texting in. Her son has an injury, and she's wondering if that's what's that going to mean for his career.
Nothing. He'll be fine. My leg, like my butt, my leg on my. It's so funny. I have one pain on my lower right on my lower back, but then my left leg or hip feels a little funky as a result of it. Just do it. If he does his PT, he's going to be fine. He's not doing his PT well. Like, commit to this. Gosh, so many people want to prove people wrong, and he's like trying to prove them wrong. Like, no, that's not going to work. It is going to work. Change your mindset on this.
Kirsten from West Ossabee texting in. She says, "Hi, Sarah. I'm planning on retiring in a couple of years. Do you see any traveling in her future?"
I do. I see you traveling in country. It's so funny. I see you kind of going around the map of the United States, like up, down, like across the South Dakota, down Oregon, and then California, and then like New Mexico, and then back up in a loop. I think that you'll do the perimeter. It feels really good. Yeah.
Very cool.
Slow and steady is what I just heard.
Safe travels to Kirsten.
Yeah,
then,
I like
sure.
that.
We have Lisa texting in from North Conway, big listener of the Magic Morning Show. She wants to know if there's any major changes coming for her in 2020.
I just saw a little bit of a jagged bump. So imagine a straight line, and then imagine like the right part of it flips down and the left part goes up. I see you coming from the left, and the good news is it just kind of makes it a jump, like a little leap. So the bottom might fall out for some of the people around you, but I think that you're going to land on your feet or land on the road safely. I don't see anything like they're not showing me a specific incident, but I just know when it hits the fan, you're going to land fine.
That's good news for Lisa,
yeah.
Then.
And no, you're fine.
Okay.
You're
fine.
I'm going to leave it at
that. Gina from Ossipee texting in. She says, "Good morning, Sarah. It's been 2 years since she sadly lost her daughter. Wondering how she's doing."
She's good. I think she's I think her soul is getting ready to come back because she's showing me a fetus. I think she's getting ready to come back into this world. And I'm getting she's going to be in your periphery. So if your best friend is pregnant or somebody right around your circle is pregnant, your daughter's energy will be infused in that baby.
Interesting.
You know, it's interesting for that baby because it's not going to come back to you. She won't come back to you, which means you can love this child and not have that fear of I can't do this again. Like, I can't lose another. So it's kind of like getting to be a grandparent, but not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, does that type of thing happen often, people coming back? Like, how does that?
I believe everybody in reincarnation. I believe in it. And I think our souls come here for a reason. We come here to sort of evolve spiritually. And then when we die, you kind of go to homework club and you're like, so how'd you do? It's like God hands you the dry erase board. Like, how'd you do? And you're like, well, family was a challenge. Well, why? It's like, well, I fought that lesson and that lesson. And it's like, okay, well, go write out a new script. And if you want to come back, you can. And you meet with your guides and you kind of redo it. I believe in God and all the other concepts in this thing. So it's sometimes. Sometimes if souls want to complete the lesson or you're part of the people that part of the people that you normally travel with, the souls that you normally travel with, a lot of times there's a familiarity. That's why we meet someone. We're like, I love you and I don't know why. Or I know you and I don't know from where. For me, deja vus are the street signs of you scripted that. Like, yeah, that street sign, that deja vu is you're exactly where you're meant to be.
Fascinating stuff.
Isn't
think
it neat?
About it. Yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can learn more about Sarah and talk more about all of that and more at enlightenedhorizons.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Just a quick break right here on Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.